SOP 52. We're going to get kind of dirty.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. Thanks for tuning in to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. It's where we talk about tips and insights into podcasting. You can check out our show archives at schoolpodcasting.net. You can check out our featured site, since it is the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. Our hours of tutorials, our hundreds of resources over at, as you might guess, the School of Podcasting.com. You can email me at schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. You can call it in toll-free, 888-563-3228. Would love to hear your comments. Speaking of comments, you can leave a comment out in our show archives at schoolpodcasting.net, as well as click the My Chingo button. And if you got a microphone plugged in, you can leave me a comment that way. And that is today's topic, comments. How do you get them? How do you get your people to respond? We're going to talk about some things to keep in mind, and then I'm going to talk about a dirty, nasty secret that radio does, and you can decide if you want to do it in your podcast. To me, it's a little creepy, but that's today in the show. So, well, first of all, I did get some comments. You'll see this is going to be a very weird show. But I did get some comments about the last show. The last show was entitled, "This Headset Sounds Like Ass." And I was talking about an Alltech Lansing AHS-302i headset. And Russ from fatguyradio.com emailed in and said, actually he commented, "Hey Dave, I don't think the Alltech Lansing headset sounded that bad. It definitely didn't sound like the AT2020, but comparing a $100 mic to a $20 headset is not quite fair. Compared to a lot of podcasts I hear, it fared well, and definitely paired with an iRiver would make a great mobile podcasting rig. For a mobile microphone, you should check out, if you haven't already, Giant Squid Audio, which is at giant-squid-audio-lab.com. Actually, I have. I have a stereo lapel, and I actually should plug that in a future show. Other lapel mics, so they won't suffer from the heavy breathing you're doing. And he says, "I'll see you at the expo. I'll be at the Orange County Podcasters booth part of the day." So Russ, I'll definitely check you out. Yeah, Giant Squid Audio makes great stuff. And so check that out. But there is a comment, and you'll notice that I read it. I said it was from Russ from fatguyradio.com. Now, maybe you're thinking, wow, that guy put in a comment last week, and I heard about his podcast this week. And to give you a little of my background, back in the day, I actually created from scratch a customer service program that was later taught at other businesses. And one of the things I used to teach people was, if a customer is giving you any kind of feedback, positive, negative, but especially negative, but in this case, let's just say feedback. I don't care if it's a bar napkin or what, you grab something and you take notes. Simply for the body language. Because if you think about it, if you're talking to somebody and they grab something and start writing down what you're saying, you automatically, whether you realize it or not, you're sitting there thinking, wow, they really value my input because they're writing down what I'm saying. Wow, I feel important. I feel special because they're taking a physical action to write it down. Now, let's convert that to podcasting. Okay? When somebody sends in a comment, and you should really have, there are four ways to get comments. Email, voicemail, My Chingo, which is again kind of voicemail via a microphone, and then they can comment on your blog. And I just did a podcast, and I think I had every single one of those represented in another podcast I do called The Musician's Cooler. So, because some people like to type, some people like to talk, some people like to call, you should really have all those available. Make it easy for your customer to contact you, or in this case, your listener. Now, this other thing I'm going to talk about, I've really kind of debated talking about it because it's slimy, it's dirty, and it's everything that podcasting isn't supposed to be. Podcasting is about me and you. Yeah, you right there. And by the way, thanks for tuning in today. Building a relationship. And obviously, one of the things that can really kill a relationship is dishonesty. So this insight, it doesn't fit in podcasting. But let me explain how radio gets people to call in. Because you'll be listening, and hey, 97.5, it's the Kiss. Check us out. Hey, who's on the phone? And you hear, yeah, hi, Smiling Joe. Yeah, this is Jimmy. Can I hear some Poison? And yeah, we'll get that right on. Boom. Ain't nothing but a good time. And you're like, wow. And you get that same effect, right? All that kid had to do was call in. And it was, they treat you so important that they played your song immediately. So here I was growing up as a teenager and listening to rock radio. And I called up and said, hey, you know, Jammin' Joe, the DJ man, Rockin' Rick, can you play my song? And they went, no, not that. That one's not really on the list. But if you want, you can introduce some Bon Jovi. And I went, okay. So he said, all right, here we go. And he said, you know, whatever, 96.9, the Fist. And I'm like, hey, you know, Rockin' Rob, can you play some Bon Jovi for me? And he said, yeah, man, we love Bon Jovi. Here they are. Boom. And I remember thinking, so all this time, here I thought people were special, right? They were just playing along. It was a role-playing thing. But to the listening public, it sure made them feel special, and it sure made me call in. So how does that relate to podcasting? Well, I could say, well, I got a letter here from Steve. And Steve is asking me, hey, Dave, I'm getting ready to start a podcast. How do you get your listeners to respond back? Well, Steve, that's a great question. Thanks for writing in. Of course, Steve, you can email me at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Here's how it goes, Steve. You got to treat your every form of feedback you get, treat it like it's gold. Maybe create a label in Gmail if you're using Gmail and label it under next podcast and play it on your next podcast and things like that. But just make sure that you play it all and you respond to it. It makes your listeners feel special and important. Thanks for writing in, Steve. And of course, we all know Steve doesn't exist. I just made him up. I don't know. I don't see me using that technique in a podcast. But if you've really tried everything else to get your listeners to chime in, realize a lot of people just like to listen. Don't get discouraged if you're not getting a lot of feedback. You know, just keep doing a great show. Focus on that content. Focus on building that relationship with your listener. If you want to go the radio route, you can always make up your own Steve, I guess. But that's your call, not mine. And that's the great thing about podcasting. It's your show. You get to do it however you want. And really, I think I'm going to call it a day. It is a holiday here. It's Monday. It's Labor Day here in the U.S. And I want to thank you very much for tuning in to theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can check out our hundreds of resources, our hours of tutorials at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can check out all our show notes at schoolofpodcasting.net. That's the show archives. You can leave a comment out there. And as I've mentioned before, you can call it in 888-563-3228. Email me, schoolpodcasting@gmail.com. Click the My Chingo button, and if you got a microphone plugged in, you can leave me a message that way. And until we meet again, everyone, I always deeply appreciate you listening, and I deeply appreciate any comments you may have. Send them in, and I will read them right here, or listen to them right here on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Until we meet again, enjoy the rest of your holiday. Class dismissed.